In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My brethren, in the Gospel for today, we hear seven times the same word, modicum, which can be translated for a little while. Modicum et ia non videbitis me, et iterum modicum et videbitis me. A little while and you shall not see me anymore. And a little while and you shall see me again. A little while and you shall not see me anymore. Here our Lord was speaking about his ascension into heaven. That in a little while he was going to go to the Father. Which meant that soon the apostles would be deprived of the visible presence of Christ among them. But the Lord continued and said, again, modicum. Modicum et iterum videbitis me. To signify, my dear disciples, it will just take a little while. Just a little while, and you shall see me again. Meaning, you shall see me again soon in the glory of heaven. So our Lord calls our life here on earth modicum, a little while, because it will not last forever. It doesn't matter how many years this life may last. 1, 2, 3, 40, 70 or more years. This is just a little while. A short time. If we compare it to eternity. So our Lord wanted to encourage his apostles, his disciples, and also each one of us in the trials of this life. Whatever we may be going through, whatever we may be suffering, my brethren, it will just be for a while. Sickness, poverty, misunderstandings, rejection, solitude, temptations, you name it. All sufferings in this life are just for a little while. And if we carry the cross, if we persevere with faith, with hope, with love for God, after the struggles of this life, our Lord promised that we shall be received in his kingdom. After the modicum, the little while of this life, we shall have the great joy to see his face and to be with him forever in heaven. Our Lord continues, amen, amen, I say to you, you shall lament and weep in this life, while the world will rejoice. You shall suffer, yes, but I tell you that your suffering will be turned into joy. A woman, when she is in labor, suffers because her hour has come. But when she gives birth, she forgets the pain because of the joy she has that her child was born. In the same way, now, here below, we suffer. But our Lord tells us that He will see us again. And our heart shall be filled with joy. And this joy, no man will be able to take it away, from us. So my brethren, do not despair in the trials and the difficulties of this life. Whatever it may be, it will just be for a while. The Apostle St. Paul says, the sufferings of this life cannot be compared to the glory that is waiting for us. And St. Peter says, it is through many tribulations that we shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. There's no other way but through many tribulations. This is the price. That's the road. The secret is that the more we suffer, the more we are given to participate in the passion of Christ. And the more we participate in His passion, the more we will participate in His glory. In the same measure. And that's why the saints didn't run away from suffering. Because they knew how precious it is. But they accepted their sufferings in union with Christ. And through their sufferings, they were able to enter into the kingdom of heaven. So Lord wants to encourage us. Don't be afraid to suffer. Don't be afraid to bear your cross. It is just for a little while. So my brethren, when you are called to suffer, remember this word, modicum. It will just last for a while. It will hurt just for a little while. So bear your cross with courage and always keep your eyes in the prize that is promised to us. If we persevere, we shall see His face in the glory of heaven. And then our hearts will be filled with joy. And that joy of heaven, no one will be able to take it away from us. Modicum, just a little while. And it will soon be over. So persevere, carry your cross, just a little while. And then, eternity. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.